Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
Wondery. 10 years ago, Paul met Katie. They planned to move in together, but on the day of the move, she stood him up.
I fell for her, I really did. 10 years later, I still think about her.
He's not over Katie, he's not over her.
Whoa! Katie is a catfish.
I mean, it's honestly embarrassing.
Katie just texted me, what's the Zoom link?
Oh shit.
I'm literally shaking.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Niamh Schulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Paul and Katie.
All right, let's see. We got an email here from Samantha. I never thought I'd be writing to you, but you guys sometimes have people reach out on behalf of someone else, and that's what I'm doing for my fiance, Paul. We've been together for 8 years and have 3 beautiful children. But recently, I heard him bring up a girl from his past, his first love, Katie. They met on Xbox and they were together for 2 years. They planned to move in together, but on the day of the move, she stood him up. That was that, and he moved on with his life. But recently, I found out that Paul has searched for her online and messaged her. Apparently, she said they had never talked before. This threw Paul for a loop. He can't let it go, and honestly, I'm tired of hearing about it. I think that if he realizes once and for all that he was catfished, he can deal with it and move on. I'm hoping you guys can help open his eyes and get this girl out of his thoughts and out of our lives forever. Thanks, Sam.
Samantha sounds like she is very confident in her man, but you gotta watch your confidence when you're trying to hook your fiance up with potentially like the love of his life. What?
Right. As someone who was catfished, had I never gone and found out who I was talking to, I would definitely always still be wondering. I get why he's still curious. Getting an answer to that might be a very satisfying and chapter-closing resolution. Let's reach out to Samantha and get a little bit more info.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Cammy and I got an email from Samantha. She and her fiancé, Paul, have been together for 8 years and have 3 children. She recently discovered that he had reached out to a woman named Katie, who he met on Xbox when he was 16 years old. Katie was Paul's first love. They were together for 2 years and even planned to move in together. But after Katie didn't show up, Paul moved on. Samantha says that when Paul messaged her, Katie told him that she didn't know who he was. Samantha is sure that Katie is a catfish and wants our help to find out for sure and help Paul let go of this obsession. We're getting Samantha on Zoom to get more info.
Oh.
Hey, Samantha.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Samantha sits in a large living room. It's homey with dark hardwood floors, a comfy gray sofa, and lots of plants. A big flat screen TV hangs on the wall behind her. Samantha has long red hair and a sweet smile.
Where do you live?
We live in Holly, Michigan.
Together 8 years, 3 kids, not married yet.
What is going on?
So I have like this fear of marriage.
Oh, so you're the one who's been sort of avoiding it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I was about to shit all over Paul for not marrying you already, but now, okay.
So what's up with Katie?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we were all, you know, sitting on the couch, and he's scrolling through his Instagram, and this lovely female pops up. And I'm like, uh-uh.
Wait, so, and this is, we're talking about the same girl, Katie?
Yes. Like, why is she popping up on your newsfeed? Obviously, you guys are friends.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually told me he had messaged her, and she acted like she had no idea who Paul was.
Hmm.
Something somewhere's wrong.
And so why wasn't that just the end of it?
Because I just want to move on with our lives. She was Paul's first love. If she is real, then she's real. If she's not, then she's not. We need to put all this in the past. But if she is who she says she is, would Paul regret not keeping in touch with her?
Samantha takes a deep breath, holding back tears.
But be honest, Samantha, like, do you want for Katie to be a catfish?
Yeah, I really do.
But what if this girl Katie is real? We could potentially be connecting them.
I guess it's a chance that I'm willing to take.
So what's up with Paul? Does he know that you reached out to us?
He knows his girlfriend's a straight up savage. And he knows when I want answers, I will stop at nothing to get my answers. I told him I had contacted you guys. He's actually in our bedroom.
Well, get him out here.
All right. Oh, God, guys.
Samantha gets up and walks out of the room.
Babe!
Ooh.
Samantha returns and she's wearing a huge grin. Paul sits next to her and joins us on the call.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Paul's wearing a black beanie, black V-neck, and glasses. His forearms are covered in tattoos. He looks a little stunned, but smiles good-naturedly.
You know who we are, right?
Yeah, I've seen you before.
Okay, cool. First of all, it's always a little awkward talking about exes with your current, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever. How is this affecting you guys, or is it affecting you guys?
No, not at all.
Samantha's eyes cross and she makes a face.
She seems to think, I guess it is a little.
Samantha's face says differently.
She's not too happy with it, that's for sure.
I don't know if you maybe want to tell Samantha how you feel about her.
She pretty much already knows how I feel about her.
I know he loves me and I know he cares about me and I know he wants to be with me, so.
Paul smiles, but there is an awkward pause waiting for him to respond.
Is that all true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I love her. Of course I do. I've been with her for 8 years. I wouldn't have stuck around that long.
Obviously, we do need to hear more about this whole story and kind of how it all started.
Okay, so I'm going to let him take over. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Samantha.
Love you, babe.
Love you.
Samantha takes out her earbud and leaves us alone to chat with Paul.
We love her. We love Samantha.
She's a fun time, that's for sure.
So what's the deal with this girl, Katie? And so how old were you? You were
16 when we first met.
Were you living in Michigan at the time?
Yeah, I was living in Michigan.
Where did Katie live?
She lived in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so you're on Xbox and you see that there's this girl named Katie.
Yeah.
How did that progress from there?
Then we changed phone numbers and we were always on the phone together. I mean, we just started talking every day. I mean, it was nonstop. I mean, we had a phone call for 32 hours at one point. I mean, 32
what?
Hours.
I mean,
it was days.
What made you keep talking to her for 30 hours at any given time?
She was sweet. She's nice. She had a good sense of humor. I mean, we clicked, man, instantly. I fell for her. I really did.
And were you guys in love? Did you say that you loved her?
I did. Oh, I loved her. I loved her. I was with her constantly on the phone. It was a difficult time, too. I got made fun of a lot. So I just quit school and started working.
Okay, so you guys are talking. Are you sending each other pictures?
I mean, she sent me pictures every day. I mean, she even sent me packages in the mail. She was sending me Xboxes and iPods and video games before they even hit the shelves.
Cammie and I are both surprised by this.
What do you know about her? Like, does she come from a lot of money?
She told me her parents had died in a car wreck. She said she had life insurance money and she said she'd modeled and shit like that.
But if she has all these tech gadgets, she doesn't have a video camera for her computer?
We always argued about it because I'd always be like, download Skype. It was always an excuse. She was busy or her software couldn't handle it. I mean, I was young. I was like, okay, I understand. I mean, it was a really long time in my life that I had put up towards this girl. I mean, 2 years, I mean, I didn't do nothing for 2 years.
And so what happened? Samantha told us that you guys had planned on moving in together. Was she going to move to Michigan or were you supposed to move to Florida?
I was going to go down there and stay for a little bit and see how it worked out. And if it worked out, I was going to stay. She never came. She wouldn't answer her phone. I was absolutely pissed.
Did she just stop contacting you after she stood you up?
I mean, we stopped contacting each other, and she hit me up probably like a year after. She was trying to talk to me and stuff like that. At that point, I was just like, I'm busy.
Wow. Okay, so she reached back out to you well after you guys had sort of broken up.
Yes.
And was that the last time you had communication with her?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Until kind of recently when you went back and looked for her.
I went and looked for her about 6 months ago, and I ended up finding an Instagram page. I was like, hey, how you doing? What's up? And she was like, I don't know you. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know me?
But do you think it's just because she feels slighted? Because the last time you talked to me, you were like, I gotta go by.
Probably.
So she could be just being petty.
That's pretty much what I think it is. It's her just being petty.
So wait, so you follow her on Instagram?
Oh, I don't anymore because I can't find her. I looked for her the other day and I couldn't find her.
But wait a second. Let me just make one thing clear. Is it possible that someone who knew Katie just basically made a fake profile, met some guy and sort of started this flirtation, and when he said, hey, send me a picture, she was just like, I'll just send a picture of my friend Katie.
I mean, there was honestly too many pictures. I mean, there was a provocative picture she'd sent me.
Full nude?
Yeah.
What?
With her face in it?
With her face and a whole body. I mean, whole body.
And they didn't have OnlyFans back then.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't see how it really couldn't be her. I mean, it has to be.
He's right. It doesn't make sense if it's not really her.
What photos do you have?
I have one. Yeah, I have one.
Can we see the pictures?
That'd be her. That's her now.
Paul holds up his phone with two mirror selfies of Katie. She looks dressed up to go out, with dark hair swept up on top of her head, makeup, and a white spaghetti strap dress with colorful embroidery on the front.
That's a more recent photo that you took off of, like, her Instagram?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
And, that was her back then.
Oh, the MySpace angle.
Katie's close up to the camera. Short, dark hair, pale skin, and blue eyes. She has a tattoo just below her neck.
I mean, it sucks that, like, your first experience with love was like so great but also had such a shitty ending.
10 years later, I mean, there'll be a day, a random day where I just think about her.
You don't tell Sam.
She knows I do think about her, and I think that makes her mad, and I think that causes a blockage in my relationship. I honestly do.
And you obviously know that Samantha has her own feelings and hesitations with marriage.
Yeah, and I gotta understand her feelings any day.
This could be a really big thing for her.
Right.
We need to put this whole Katie situation in the rearview mirror for good.
Yeah, definitely. It's been 10 years. I mean, it needs to come. It does.
All right, so send us that info. We're going to do some research. And as soon as we find something, we will let you know.
All right, I got you.
We'll talk in a little bit.
All right.
Paul smiles and signs off.
Bye. He's not over Katie. He's not over her. This is clearly the issue that is keeping Paul and Sam from being able to, like, take that next step and move their asses down the aisle.
It feels like there are two issues here. One is whether or not Katie's real. But more importantly, it feels like the future for Sam and Paul is teetering on this issue.
How are they going to be able to move forward together if we don't find some kind of answer?
We take a short break, and I get Cammie back in the Zoom.
Ready to investigate. There she is.
I'm here. Present.
All right. Here we go. We got a real situation here. 10 years ago, Paul met Katie. It was Paul's first love. He was totally head over heels for this girl. Then she broke his heart and stood him up. Paul finally got over it, met Samantha, but he hasn't forgotten about this girl.
I don't want to be messy, but I asked Paul to tell us how he felt about Sam, and he was like, she knows how I feel about her, but when we asked how he felt about Katie, he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
I know. This is like the moment for Paul to finally leave his adolescence and like become a man. So let's do this here. He sent us that info.
I pull up the text that Paul sent and share my screen with Cammy.
Okay, so her full name is KT.
No one is named that. No one is named KT. No one. That's not a name.
Right. Anyway, she lives in Florida. And then here are the two pictures. So here she is, and then here's this one.
He sent the two pictures we saw before, one from when they were together, as well as one more recent one.
Yeah, definitely the same girl. Let's run the pictures. Let's do a little image search. Here we go.
First, I drop the older picture into Google Image Search.
All right, so that picture does not come back with anything. And this one.
And the picture in the white dress.
Well, oh, we got a hit. It linked to this Facebook page.
Whoa.
Wedding photo. Oh my.
That's
God.
Her. Katie. Same last name. Spelled K-A-T-Y, which makes more sense. Here's her profile pic from October 25th, so not long ago.
This picture is her in a wedding dress with her arms around a man who is obviously the groom.
I mean, a bunch of people commenting, all very happy for her. This to me feels like a real person. The question now isn't whether this is a real Katie, it's whether or not this is who he was talking to 10 years ago.
Agreed.
So either he was, and now she's just moved on and doesn't want to talk to him anymore. Or someone who knows her copycatted her life back then.
Because Paul has nude photos of her. Who would have her nude photos? Maybe we should just message her and see what's up with her.
Let's do it.
Hey, Katie. Wondering if you had 2 minutes to help clear something up. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what else there is to do because...
We haven't searched her full name.
Oh, just like a Google search? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
How should I spell it?
I do a Google search for her name.
Okay, T. Whoa, what's this? A Reddit. Someone started a thread called Katie is a catfish.
Oh my God, this is incredible.
If you're talking to this girl on Call of Duty, you're being catfish. And then they
what did I say?
Her Facebook.
I click on the Facebook link on that message and it takes me to the page with Katie's wedding photo.
Wait, so does this mean that this is a fake page? Okay, so obviously there's an internet trail about oh, hold on, I'm getting a phone call from Akron. Hello?
Hi, Neve.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Katie.
Katie, what's up?
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. Do you have any idea why I reached out?
Yes and no.
So, we're trying to help this guy who 10 years ago met a girl on Xbox named Katie, and he thinks you're that girl.
Okay, well, so first off, I did used to play Xbox, but that was many, many years ago, and I never had a relationship with anybody via Xbox.
Okay, did you ever talk to a guy named Paul?
No. All that said, part of the reason I'm not entirely surprised that I'm hearing from you is I have had guys in the past reach out to me.
Wow.
So, not entirely surprising, unfortunately.
So, because this guy Paul says he found an Instagram account earlier this year and messaged it and just said, hey, it's me. How are you? And the person wrote back and said, I don't know who you are. We've never talked. Was that you?
I don't remember Paul reaching out to me via Instagram.
Okay. Can you get on a Zoom quickly just so we can see your face and confirm exactly who you are?
I'm actually at work right now, so unfortunately that wouldn't be possible right now. Maybe in the future I can like send you a quick selfie.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I hate to ask you to do that, but it would just be helpful just so we...
Yeah,
okay,
not
great.
A problem. I can definitely do that.
Cammy texts, ask her about the nudes. Right.
Here's a question that's a little bit uncomfortable. Paul, he got nude photos of you.
Oh.
Is there anyone that would have or might have at some point had nude photos of you?
I can't imagine that person would share those.
Okay, so we're talking about, like, obviously an ex.
Um, so sorry, guys. I'll get that video to you, but I have to wrap this up. I have to get back to work.
Okay, okay. We'll be in touch, but thank you so much.
Bye.
What do you think? Do you believe her?
I mean, I don't have a reason not to.
I mean, her story seems to make sense to me. Oh, she just sent a video.
It's definitely the Katie in the photo. I hold up my phone so Cammie can see the video.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I never talked to a guy named Paul on Xbox.
There it is. All right, we gotta talk to Paul.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say he was not talking to the girl in the pictures. Her name is not Katie. I mean, it could be, but it probably isn't because they clearly were impersonating the real Katie.
Yeah, but he was in love with someone.
Yeah.
Who is the person? Where are they?
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, we've made some progress, but it's not great news for Paul. We confirm that the Katie in the photos is not the person he had a 2-year romance with 10 years ago.
All right, so here's what we got. We've now talked to the Katie from the Facebook page that has the name and pictures of the Katie that Paul thinks he's talking to, but she's never talked to a guy named Paul. So that means that whoever Paul was talking to was using Katie's name and pictures. And it's gotta be someone close to her because they're sending nude photos of Katie.
Right.
I think we should get Paul back on.
I send him a text.
We've got some big news. Come back to the Zoom.
He said, okay, we're here. But I guess Sam is back.
Oh. Hey!
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 Samantha and Paul both have smiles on their faces, but Paul looks a little apprehensive.
What's up? Well, we've got an update. I'm gonna share my screen. We went through her photos and we did an image search and we got a hit. It brought us to this profile. Katie. It certainly looks as though Katie has been married as of October.
Paul's face drops. He puts his hand to his chin and stares at the screen.
There, I mean, like, you know, it seems pretty legit.
Okay.
Paul looks down. Samantha looks over at him, holding back a smile.
So we messaged Katie. Here's where it gets more interesting. When we just Googled Katie, you can see here is a Reddit page that says Katie is a catfish.
Now Samantha gasps as her face breaks into a smile. Paul just stares blankly.
Look at Sam. Sam just had the most gratifying smile on her face.
Now, this isn't proof that she's fake, but it certainly raises some red flags.
But honestly, I want to believe it. She's real. But everything in me, I want to believe it. Because that was 2 years of my life. I mean, you can't get that back.
Right. But look, Paul, we're kind of burying the lead here because we did end up hearing back from Katie.
Okay.
I said, do you know why we're calling? And she said, well, I don't know exactly, but I have an idea. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, there have been people over the years who have reached out to me because they thought they were talking to me. And it's not the first time this has happened. So I said, well, have you heard of a guy named Paul? And she said, I don't remember getting a message from him. And we asked her if she could send us a video, sort of just to confirm that she's the girl in the pictures. So there she is.
I hold up my phone with the image of Katie on the video. I press play.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I never talked to a guy named Paul on Xbox.
Paul is stunned.
Not her voice. Definitely not her voice. No, no.
Samantha's eyes are wide. She is obviously extremely happy.
So if that's not her voice,
not at all,
and that is the girl in the pictures saying she's never talked to you, that for me confirms that whoever you were talking to wasn't this girl.
Right. I mean, it's bullshit. Right, she knew everything about me.
Right.
Now Samantha's expression changes.
Like, I was hoping to God it was a catfish, don't get me wrong, but now that it might possibly be a catfish, it kind of, like, really pisses me off because, like, Paul told her personal information.
Right.
Well, here's what's weird. On the phone call with Katie, we mentioned that you had been sent nude photos of her.
Right.
And asked her if photos of her did exist, and she said yes, she had naked photos. That then means that somehow those photos got either shared or taken. Now, it doesn't necessarily get us any closer to figuring out who it is, but at least at this point, we know who it's not.
Right.
Sam, if it's okay, I'd actually would love to take a minute and just talk with Paul, just to kind of check in with him.
All right, sounds good. Good night, guys.
Samantha takes her earbud out, hands it to Paul, and leaves the room. He pulls his chair closer to the screen.
Your face is telling me everything I need to know.
I'm pissed. Absolutely pissed. Feels like shit.
Like, if they're not real, if they're not who they really are portraying themselves out to be, were their feelings real?
Definitely. I need to know why. Honestly, I really would. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's honestly embarrassing is what it is. It's embarrassing and degrading. I mean, it's caused grief for me and my family. It's caused grief for the last 10 years. 10 years. Was it all just mind games? What was it? I mean, it hurts more to not know if anything was real. It ain't funny to play with people's heads. It really isn't. 2 years of my life gone. I mean, I don't know if she's sick and twisted or what it is, but I would definitely need to find out so I can put it behind me and move on with my life.
All right, so look, let's call it for tonight because it's late and we've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
But we'll check in with you in the morning and hopefully see if we can figure out what the heck's going on here.
I appreciate it, man. I really do.
All right, Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Paul hangs up. That was tough.
Woof.
He's hurt, man. I mean, this is still very much an active wound.
Just think about your first love and then to think that it was all a lie. That's heartbreaking for anyone.
All right, well, hopefully tomorrow morning we'll get a break or we'll get some new information that might lead us towards the truth.
Good night.
Okay, it's day two. Cammie and I are in the Zoom and ready to catch this catfish.
So I reached out to the real Katie last night to see if maybe she knows anything else. Let's see if she gets back to us. Let's text Paul.
Poor thing.
Hey, Paul. We are back in the Zoom.
Oh, he texted. He's coming. I guess he's coming in the Zoom. Hey.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, guys?
How are you feeling?
A little upset still. A little upset. I didn't go to bed until like 6 o'clock last night in the morning.
What? What were you doing all night?
Talking to Sam until about 4. Couldn't sleep.
Hold on. I got a text. Wait. So the real Katie just texted me and said, hey, have you figured anything out yet?
Paul looks very confused by that. I text back.
No, nothing yet. Have you heard anything?
I'm just trying to, like, speculate. Because who would know personal details about the real Katie's life? Like, have access to nude photos of her? Who would have motive against her?
Oh, she just texted me, what's the Zoom link?
Well, we did ask her to Zoom yesterday, but she was at
That's
work.
That's true.
So she couldn't.
I mean, look, at the very least, you can now talk to her, which I think will be helpful for you just to sort of have an opportunity to talk to this girl who you thought you were in love with for so long, so many years ago.
Paul looks like he's feeling a mix of emotions. He's about to actually see this person.
But who knows? Maybe she actually has something else to tell us.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hi.
Katie has her hair pulled up, wearing a dark gray sweater. She smiles and waves.
Hi. We're missing someone.
Wait.
She's not here yet. Hi. Sorry. I'll be right back.
Cammy has a puzzled expression on her face.
Wait. That was weird.
And who are we waiting for?
Who are we missing? Well, what just happened?
I have anxiety. Why are we just sitting here? This is awkward.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Okay, the fuck?
An older woman has popped into the Zoom. She has short red hair, glasses, and wears a red long-sleeved sweater. She smiles awkwardly. Katie returns and sits down.
Hi. Okay. Hi there. We're all a little confused. We're not sure exactly who's who and what's what here. So please introduce yourselves.
So I'm Katie. You guys talked to me yesterday. And this is Martha.
Hello, Martha.
Hello. Hi, Kneve.
I'm Kneve, and this is Cammy, and this is Paul.
Hi, Cammy.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. And, well, I'm delighted to meet you and that you're joining us. I just have a hard time figuring out exactly why.
I mean, the long and short of it is, Paul, hi. Nice to meet you. I don't know who you are, but this is my mom. This is who Paul was talking to.
Paul's eyes go wide. He leans into the screen.
What?
What? Cammy covers her face with her hands.
I was the one doing the catfishing.
Wow.
Cammy finally takes her hands away from her face and stares at Martha in disbelief.
The fuck? You do realize how young I was, right?
I do.
Now Cammy puts her hands together in prayer.
Katie, when we spoke to you yesterday, you chose not to tell us about all this. And I can understand maybe why.
I mean, who wanted? They're right. Fucking embarrassed. I mean, this is embarrassing. I mean, this is fucking embarrassing for me on so many levels. So I can only imagine for her.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow. This is not what I was expecting. Katie's mother is the catfish? I can't imagine what Paul is feeling right now, and I can't wait to hear this story. What the hell is going on?
So wait, Katie, did you know that this was the case the whole time?
So I found out everything roughly 2 years ago or so. I was so mad and hurt. But my mom and I, like, after finding out, like, we've reconciled, we're on good terms, but I know that there are people out there like you who need closure from what she did. I definitely wanted to just, like, tell you everything yesterday. It was really hard not to, but it's not just my life that it affects. It's my mom, and I had to take her into consideration.
Martha's crying. She reaches for a tissue to dry her eyes.
I contacted her pretty quickly after and was like, can we do this? Can we come clean on everything? Because again, I've had other people hit me up about this, and like, I've told them and they haven't believed me. I don't know what to do with that.
It is hard to believe.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I can't speak because I'm literally like sick to my stomach.
Paul laughs.
You're sick to your stomach, huh? Yeah.
Are we, like, is this honestly the truth?
100%.
It's true.
When was the last time you were actively using the Katie disguise and sort of fake profile?
7 years ago? I don't remember exactly, Nate.
So it has been a while since you've done this?
Yes. I did go to see a therapist. That stuff had been worked out years ago.
But there really is, like, no real explanation for talking to a young teenage boy as a grown woman.
It started because I was in a really bad place in my life. I had gotten divorced. My mom died. My oldest child went off to college, and Katie left to go live with a boyfriend. So I went from having three people that were the focus of my life to nothing. And I was extremely lonely. And I am making no excuses for my behavior. It was not right. I just wanted someone to care about me. You have no idea how lonely I was. You have no idea.
Paul is listening to this in shock.
Make a friend, not a boyfriend. I mean, don't fucking take advantage of a goddamn teenager. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm literally shaking because I'm so pissed right now.
You have a right to be pissed.
Okay, so when talking to guys on Xbox, you used both pictures and the name of your daughter.
Katie shifts uncomfortably in her chair and looks away.
Why wouldn't you at least come up with a different name and different pictures so that people couldn't associate your actual daughter to the personality that you had created?
I was not savvy enough to even think that what I was doing was wrong.
That's too much for Paul. His eyes bug out of his head and he blows up.
You're fucking manipulating a 16-year-old, man. Like, mind fucking one.
And at the time, you were roughly in your 40s?
Yes.
But that's something, clearly, that I think we can all agree is inappropriate.
I agree.
I understand being lonely and being like, you know what? I'm going to get on this video game because I want to hang out with my friends on Xbox. Fine. But it should have ended there. There is no way, shape, or form, rhyme, or reason why it should have been okay to take that relationship elsewhere and start cultivating a relationship with a high schooler.
Listening to this, Martha completely breaks down in tears.
I mean, I believe that the age of consent in Michigan, where Paul lives, is 16, but as a 40-year-old something woman, you're in these chats on Xbox. What could you possibly have in common with them, Martha?
Because those guys were the ones showing me the most attention
The
most affection.
Yes, I mean,
and, you know, that's what I wanted.
I'm sure that a 16-year-old boy is showing you attention and affection when you're sending them naked pictures of your teenage
daughter. Your fucking
daughter.
Like, come on, man.
Katie's face is frozen.
That was Katie's nudes, right?
Yes.
Katie shakes her head. I can't imagine what she's feeling right now.
And Katie, please tell me you were at least 18 when these pics were taken.
Yeah.
How were you getting those photos?
I got the photos when she would go to sleep. I would go get her phone, and I would look through for any new or different photos.
Cammy covers her mouth in disgust.
And I would send them to my phone, and then I would delete the sending off of her phone.
We all just take this in. Cammy leans back in her chair. Paul is flabbergasted.
Wow. Wow.
What is the logic behind that? Because I'm never going to understand, but I'm trying to for the sake of this conversation. But what is the logic behind using nude photos of your daughter?
To keep the deception going, to make it last as long as it could.
And Katie, these would have been photos that you were sending to your actual boyfriend at the time.
Yep. If you guys would have caught me 2 years ago. I definitely was furious. I felt probably about how Paul's feeling right now. I felt
violated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is my mom. This is someone I'm supposed to be able to trust with everything.
With your life.
With my life, literally. I mean, she brought me into this world. And to feel so used and betrayed, I think we both thought there was a time that we weren't going to get past it, that this was it. But it's my mother. And knowing everything she's been through, understanding her perspective, she didn't even have to explain her perspective to me. I understood and I forgave her and we moved on and that was it.
Martha nods, her lips trembling.
But I mean, like, how does a 40-year-old person just do that? I mean, for so long, it was 2 fucking years. Whew. It's just like, what the fuck? I mean, how fucked up is fucked up? That's fucked up. It actually ruined our relationship. I tried to have afterwards because I had trust issues. I had trust issues with a lot of people. I in my head, I'm 16. You were my first girlfriend. And in my head, every girl is the same after that.
Paul, I'm really sorry. I really am. I know that I hurt people. I know that I hurt my daughter. I struggled beyond belief with how to make it stop, how to make me stop. And I couldn't figure out how to get out of it.
Paul's face screws up in astonishment at what Martha is saying. I don't think he can possibly process what he's hearing, considering what he went through.
I want to give Paul a break, just to kind of...
Oh yeah, my skin's crawling right now.
Think about everything and talk to his fiance for a minute and sort of gather his thoughts. Let us sort of tie things up a little bit with Martha and Katie, and then we'll say goodbye to them, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to you and Sam.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you in a minute, Paul.
All right.
Paul signs off, and we are left alone with Katie and Martha.
Okay.
Katie, are you okay?
I remember just the way she would always be taking pictures of me. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm your daughter, so I guess that's not weird. Just, I have a lot of mixed emotions right now.
Katie begins to cry. She takes a tissue and wipes her eyes.
The fact that your daughter is here right now for you and has been through all of this is incredible.
Katie, I'm sorry. I don't ever want to do anything like that again to hurt my child, to hurt another person. I have learned from those mistakes.
I mean, I think anytime you're reopening Pandora's box after, you know, as mother and daughter had already closed that in your lives, it's going to feel like shit. It should feel like shit.
It should.
It should. You were using your maturity as a grown adult to mindfuck a 16-year-old boy.
I came on here to do this because I love my daughter. I want to finally come clean. I'm so sorry. I am sorry.
We'll say goodbye for now, I guess.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you.
I mean, you know what? People always ask, like, what's the craziest, weirdest thing that you've seen on your show? And this might be the new answer for that.
I just hope Paul is okay.
So let's bring Paul and Sam back in now.
Hey, Paul. You and Sam should hop back in the Zoom. Paul and Samantha pop on. Samantha looks a bit stunned.
Y'all, did you tell her?
That took quite a turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Paul, how do you feel?
Disgusting. To the point is where I didn't want to disrespect her too much in front of her daughter, just because of the simple fact that that's degrading for her, too. But honestly, I'm disgusted. I'm not angry. I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
Me and Sam, we're going to get married and we're going to live our life.
If there's anything that we get out of this, it's for you guys to move on, not from Katie, but just with each other and being closer and more communicative and sharing more.
I love you, babe. Honestly, dude, I'm really sorry that everything I ever put you through. And I wish I could treat you better.
It's okay. I love you.
Samantha reaches over and pulls Paul in for a hug.
Listen, I don't know the ins and outs of you guys' relationship, but we got to get you two down the fucking aisle. I'm ready for a wedding. Come on. We got 3 kids together and 8 years together. Let's get the white dress and let's go.
Paul and Samantha give each other a huge kiss.
Thanks for letting us into this weird, wild, wacky story.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, you guys. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. That was the craziest story we've ever done. I guess, in the end, it did bring closure for Paul, and he's ready to commit completely to his relationship with Samantha. After 8 years and three children, it's time. But he couldn't get past that first love. And I have to say, props to Samantha for supporting him through it all. And also to Katie for coming forward and dealing with this unbelievably difficult situation with her mother. I hope that Martha really has gotten the help she needs. I'm just glad that Samantha and Paul survived and seem stronger than ever. This is Catfish the Podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Rob Spate. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.